From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. The U.S. federal government has rescinded guidelines allowing transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms matching their gender identities. The Department of Justice and the Department of Education issued a joint letter Wednesday to the nation's schools overruling a directive issued last year. The letter said it must be up to individual states to make that decision, not the federal government. Transgender rights advocates staged a protest in front of the White House hours after the decision was announced. Mayor Keesling is the executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality.
They are really worried that they're going to go to school tomorrow. They're going to be bullied. These are kids who have to go to school all the time worried about being bullied by other kids, being bullied sometimes even by educators. And now they have to worry about the Attorney General of the United States and the President of the United States bullying them. It's just not okay.
One of President Donald Trump's top advisors said Mr. Trump took firm control of the country's conservative political movement. Trump's counselor, Kellyanne Conway, was speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference Thursday. The event is the largest annual gathering of American conservatives. Conway said Trump had tapped into something that swung conservatives behind him, even though he hasn't always aligned with their beliefs.
In the case of candidate Trump and president-elect and nominee Trump, he went right to the grassroots and brought you along. He made people feel from the beginning they were part of this movement.
U.S.-backed Iraqi security forces have entered Mosul's main airport, a major stronghold of the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. The latest round of U.N.-sponsored talks on Syria's future are taking place in Geneva. U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura was asked on Wednesday if he expected a breakthrough to end the nearly 6 years of war.
Am I expecting a breakthrough? No, I'm not expecting a breakthrough. But I'm expecting and determined for keeping a very proactive momentum.
The UN diplomat said those working to end the bloodshed are trying to outpace what he called the spoilers bent on derailing the process. These are the first political talks involving the Syrian government and the opposition in nearly a year. Zubair Iqbar with the Middle East Institute said a lot has changed since then.
Syria is now a different ballgame. And the United Nations and the UN representative is standing still in its old place. That particular organization hasn't moved. It is becoming increasingly irrelevant.
The World Health Organization reports depression is increasing worldwide and is now the leading cause of global disability. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The numbers mark an 18% increase over a 10-year period. Dan Chisholm is health systems advisor in the WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse and a lead author of the report. He says depression is a disorder that can affect anyone at any point in that person's life.
If you look at the prevalence of different disorders around the world and you look at the disability that is associated with them, if you combine those together, depression ends up at the top of the list.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
North Korea denied the Malaysian government's finding that the communist country's agents are behind the assassination of leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam. He was attacked at a Malaysian airport this month. Pyongyang denounced the investigation as flawed and influenced by South Korea. Malaysian authorities are seeking at least two North Korean officials in the case. They have four people, including one North Korean, in custody. Officials in North Dakota are pleading with the remaining protesters at the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline camp to pack up and leave so authorities can get back to cleaning up the premises. Most of the campers marched out of the area ahead of a Wednesday deadline to get off the federal land, and authorities arrested 10 people who defied the order in a final show of dissent. I am Jiabi Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.